You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart is all about enlightening and empowering small business owners to embrace technologies and systems and strategies that are going to help them stay competitive and relevant in a rapidly changing digital business landscape. And today's topic is about customizing events using AI. So AI is the topic of the year. We are going to specifically talk about how you can utilize AI to customize your events and create a very memorable event. And so I had to go out and find an expert in this area. And so I'm very excited because I got somebody who doesn't just talk about events. She is a master when it comes to all things AI. Her name is Susan Frew, and she's a keynote speaker, and she's known as the America's AI for Small Biz Expert. She harnesses the future of AI and expertly integrates cutting-edge AI insights with her deep understanding of business language, delivering substantial value and actionable strategies to empower companies and forward-thinking business solutions and event customizations. So without further ado, help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Susan Frew.
Hi. Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Michelle. What an honor to be on your show.
Well, I am delighted to hear what you're going to be sharing with us today around customizing events with AI. So let's first talk about, you know, when it comes to AI, how can we how can we harness AI to help us with making our events better, specifically regarding like feedback we're getting or stuff like that during an event or after an event to make our events better?
Well, I think that there's so many choices when it comes to events that an entrepreneur could be going to a new event every single week if they wanted to. And then that takes us, you know, out of the ballpark with our own businesses. And of course, we want to learn. But I feel as though we owe it to our audience, if they're going to make the commitment to come to our event, to make it as special for them as possible. And I think the word experience really needs to be bolded and underlined when it comes to promoting events now, because the customization is going to be what people want. And we can use the AI in so many unique and creative ways. So pre-event surveys, customized books, which, you know, I'm a huge fan of, with customization from the meeting planner, the organization that's putting it on, understanding what everyone's needs are in the organization and the audience so that you can build your event around that to enjoy a really personalized and amazing experience.
Yeah, so that sounds really cool. But when it comes to actually how to do any of those things, can you talk to us a little bit about like how you utilize it? And then, you know, maybe even mention a few tools that they could possibly check out?
Absolutely. So for example, if I was going to be doing a seminar or an event or working with the event planner, and everyone in the audience is a plumber, which is a lot of times my lane because I also own a plumbing and heating company, I would go to either ChatGPT or Perplexity, and I would enter that into there and say, I am doing a speech. I am putting on an event for 300 plumbers. I'd like to know what the AI says about what are their core problems that we can address? What are some things, areas of interest? I could also use the AI to create a survey. And in that survey, it's going to be pulling, of course, from billions of smart friends all over the world and putting together a really comprehensive pre-event survey so that we can really capture what the issues are. Now, with the customized book, I use a platform called Draft2Digital. That's the number two, Draft2Digital. What that allows me to do is I can customize books in there. So I have my base core manuscript of my book called Compete on Awesome, Not on Price. What I did then is I took that entire manuscript and I put it into the AI, and I'm able to then customize it for the actual audience that I will be speaking to. Then I upload it into draft to digital. I usually will do a custom cover on there. That's the theme of the event that I am attending, speaking to, they're putting on. So then every single person who comes to that event is going to now get a customized book that is tailored specifically to their needs. Now, I don't let the AI completely write the entire book. It's a lot of my feedback, which I personally do on voice to text. And I will say, hey, we did a survey of these 300 plumbers that are coming to the convention. These are their concerns. Let's write a chapter or two that will be applicable and helpful to them in solving these problems. And then I like to have the meeting organizer write a foreword in the book. And also, if they'd like to put in a chapter about something about their organization that would be helpful to the audience, that's also something that we can do. And then it's uber customized, and it's a keepsake of that event. And that I believe the attendees really feel valued and really feel cared for, because the meeting planner went to such extremes to make it a customized experience.
Well, that is a phenomenal use case example, and I don't know of anybody else that's going above and beyond like that, utilizing and harnessing AI to help you not only stand out, but to truly just be far more relevant and helpful through that customization. And I think that most small business owners still need to realize that that's one of the powers of AI, is that you can really hone in and make people feel a lot more like personally cared for. Like you hear the common problems that people are saying, and you're able to address that in your content because the AI can help you identify those problems through some different types of search queries and promptings, et cetera. I know it's a little bit more of an advanced, it feels like you're doing some pretty advanced things that maybe not every small business owner, but this is particularly interesting for those who are hosting big events and really want to shine and help their people walk away feeling 100% far more, that they got a ton more value out of it because it was catered. In your book, Susan, do you also include a section for the attendee to be able to take notes? Because I know that that also creates like that, a keepsake kind of, you know, incentive for them to hold on to that.
Yes, absolutely. And if I'm at the event, I will sign them as well. And then another layer on top of that is I will also create a custom GPT for that meeting audience. So if once again, we take our survey, we have 300 plumbers, these are their top problems. And now we create the chapter in the book, we publish it, we have a foreword, and then we create a custom GPT. Now, when I first started doing that, it was a little problematic because not everyone had the upgraded ChatGPT. They didn't have the OpenAI paid version. And in the beginning, the AIs weren't working. The customized AIs don't work on the free plan, but now they do once they entered the 4.0 realm a few weeks ago. So now anyone can play around with the AI, and I teach them hands-on how to use it and how they can use it in their business. One of the big ones that I use, and I get a lot of comments about it, is I created for my own company, which that's a story for another day for our plumbing and heating company. I created something called a financial navigator. And what I'm able to do in there is to pop in industry key performance indicators. You know, how much is the average plumbing and heating company supposed to be spending on operations, materials, labor, so on and so forth. I put that in there. And then I take last year's or previous year's profit and loss statements, balance sheets, I put them into spreadsheets, cut out all that information just blind. I do not want to be putting my actual P&L with our name and tax number on there. So I just cut out all the numbers. It looks like a big jumbled mess. And I throw it into the financial navigator and I ask it to create my budget. for 2024 using the key performance indicators. So it will say you're going to do $1 million in revenue this year. This is what you should be spending on marketing. This is what you should be spending on uniforms, whatever it is. It will all line it out and create the budget.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
It's incredible. And I know AI can do so much more even beyond that. It's really as big as your imagination can be. And it's getting easier and easier to utilize. I know that. So thank you for so many different examples of it. I know that you have a passion for speaking. Can you speak to our small business audience about the value of being a speaker and share some stories about how did you get started in the AI realm as a speaker?
Well, I'll back up a little bit to go to where my tech career started and sort of speaking started happening around the same time. But I worked for AT&T Wireless in the early days in New York City. And I really got involved with, I was in sales. I had a sales territory. My clients were mainly Wall Street and the Diamond District. And it was a really great time. It was pioneering, which reminds me of the time that we're in now. So I love being on the forefront of new technology. Absolutely love it. And then I was transferred from New York to Denver and then all over the country. And we launched 138 new markets at that time. And then I was sent down to the Caribbean for 2 years. And I was the general manager of two countries, which unfortunately are the two countries right now that are experiencing a pretty bad hurricane, St. Vincent and the Grenadines in Grenada. But I have always been on the cutting edge of tech, and I've always been speaking. I was speaking at AT&T Wireless in New York when I came to Denver. In the Caribbean, I was always on the platform in some way with the government or other organizations. And then I bought a business coaching franchise. And that's how I got customers, was by delivering talks and being helpful and doing giver's gain. So putting out a lot more than I was receiving initially, but then long-term, that is an amazing way to grow your company. And our plumbing and heating company grew to almost $3 million there in the beginning because of my speaking at women's groups and being involved in Rotary. And we had a reputation for being women owned. And it just started snowballing from there. And then I started speaking at conferences probably 12 or 13 years ago. And my first keynote was using tech tools to grow your plumbing company. And I was already, not having paper and using iPads. So it just was a natural evolution. And then when AI started hitting the forefront, Michelle, I became obsessed. I sincerely sit and watch and listen 10 to 12 hours a week of new tools, new things to try, joining groups, taking classes, listening to podcasts. So it's just a love for me. And I'm so excited. And I love being able to share it with people who are a little nervous about it and a little frightened, like, what should I do first? And I want to be able to be sort of your ambassador. And let's learn about it and not be afraid of it.
100%. That's exactly why I show up too, is I want to help debunk the fear, right? Let's just get rid of the fear. In fact, I would absolutely love it if you could share, like, when you were starting to learn around, you know, about AI. I mean, it's a lot of trial and error, right? It's a lot of trial and error. So a lot of times that's where they're just sitting paralysis. Small business owners will sit in paralysis, or let's just say an event planner. We're kind of catering this talk towards those that want to have remarkable and memorable events. When it comes to implementing more AI, what are some of your steps? Like, you know, you go and you learn about it. Like, let's just say even they reach out to you and they say, okay, Susan, I'm really intrigued by what you're saying. I would love to learn how you do some of these things. What is the steps? And then what is like the worst case that has ever happened to you by trying something?
Well, my first stab at looking at AI is I took something that is overwhelming to me on a daily basis. And I'm sure that your listeners have the same thing. Email overload. I currently have 6 email boxes and it is overwhelming. And I have some on Gmail and some on Outlook and some in Zoho. And it's like, so I started using ChatGPT to respond to emails, especially those ones with that are like 3 paragraphs long, that me as a visionary person, high D in the disc and ADHD, do not, when I see a 3 paragraph email, I glaze over. So I started popping those into the GPT and say, help me to respond to this in, you know, a kind manner. And, you know, just in here. And I use my microphone all the time, folks. I am always speaking to my AI. So then this way, it is really capturing everything that I'm saying, but just making it a more souped up version of me. So that's what I would say is the first thing to do. I don't know if I've had any disasters. I mean, I started using avatars, though. I use a lot of HeyGen avatars in my marketing, and they're fantastic. I love them. I'm obsessed with them. Not everyone feels the same way. So, you know, the avatars were a little rough in the beginning. They get better and better every day. I still love them. I think they're just phenomenal. I think that we need to be really worried with the election coming up with all of those avatars, because the, you know, the deep fakes are real, and anyone with $39 a month can now create avatars like that. A problem that we had that didn't go off so well is we also dove right in with an AI answering service. Which has been great. I've been able to save a tremendous amount of money that by not hiring extra people and not having on call or paying a live answering service. It's been great, but it didn't start out that way. There were a lot of mistakes. And luckily, the company that we use, ZyraTalk, Z-Y-R-A, allows us to like click, say, hey, this is a training moment. If something goes awry, and then they can fix it. But they're garnering data from our databases on how to answer plumbing questions. So it's pretty remarkable. We love it. But, you know, it's a little glitchy up front, I will say that.
So have you ever had anybody tell you that it's like, oh, that was awful? That was an awful experience because of the AI that you're implementing? Have you had people tell you that?
Yes, I have. And I've had people then leave a message, because that's what will happen, is if you can't get through the AI prompts, you can press them and leave a message. And it will say, you know, you're stupid AI robot, blah, blah. Or you'll hear people go, operator, operator, because I can listen to the call live. So I hear that. It's getting better, though. A lot of people are very impressed with it, though. They're like, that was remarkable. So, you know, that we love hearing that.
Yes, this new generative and conversational AI that rolled out, you know, after ChatGPT became such a hit. Everybody's building on top of that, some amazing tools. And I'm noticing it's getting better and better and better and better and better. But yeah, yeah. There are small risks to implementing AI, and that's one of the things that why Tech with Heart is here to, you know, not just say, hey, pay attention to this one thing one time, keep learning, keep growing, keep asking questions, because you really should not just have a negative experience and then just cut it out and say, I can't deal with it or whatever. And I just really encourage small business owners to keep pressing in. So we'll continually host new events that show you new ways of doing it, because it's one thing to hear about it. It's another thing to see it. And then it's another thing to go get it, do it yourself. So you're not ever meant to do this alone. People like Susan, if you're interested in, you know, incorporating AI more in your events, I really highly recommend it, not just for all the amazing stellar things that she talked about regarding, you know, creating customized books, which is really, really unique, because almost all speakers should come into an event with a book, because that's where they can make more sales. And also from an event planner positioning, it's a really good tool too, to have something for people to purchase. There's always like those win-win situations where they get a percentage of the book, yada, yada, right? But I'm talking about like just collecting the data of the attendees, of being able to automate certain responses, be able to automate surveys, like she was saying. Do you have anything else regarding like any tools that you use or suggest event planners use in the realm of AI, and be able to capture the data and process that data in a way that is going to elevate future attendees, just elevate the whole, everybody wins. The attendees win, the event planners win, the speakers at the event win.
Well, I like to say that you always should automate the routine and humanize the exception. So if the meeting planners can take more time to free up out of some, you know, minutiae details that they would be running into, scheduling and communications and newsletters and all of these things that go into that, and even graphic designs, you know, creating all the banners and all those things. Remember, it took so long. If I'm going to create an event banner, and now I'm going to put it on my website, and now I'm going to make a landing page, like, you could do all of that now in 30 minutes. And it probably would have cost a lot of money and taken a really long time in order to get that all together. You can create the event logo, you can create a more personalized experience, as we talked about, by getting really solid surveys out there. And then they're going to have more time to spend with human connection with the attendees, really understanding what they want and letting them know they're valued, and finding out how that organization or that event that they're putting on can really help and deliver service to that audience. So just get rid of all the things you don't like to do and focus on the things that you're brilliant at, the things that make you shine, and then ergo make your event shine, that people are going to want to come back and tell others about it, and, you know, continue to have that event growing from year to year.
I'm excited. I'm excited for anybody that's tuning in right now. And Susan, if somebody wanted to kind of spend some time having you help guide them on to how to make their events better, how can they reach out to you?
The best way to reach out to me is on either my website, SusanFrewSpeaks.com. Fru is F-R-E-W. LinkedIn, you can find me at Susan Fru. You can find me on X. You can find me on Instagram, all just Susan Fru. And I'm in Denver, so if you're trying to figure out, there is another Susan Fru somewhere else. But I'm in the Denver metro area. That would be the best way. And let's have a conversation. We can go through all of your options and see if I might be a good fit for your audience, and sometimes not, but I'm happy to refer you to someone who I think would be a good fit.
Thank you so much for that. Now, when it comes to embracing AI, especially in the event arena, what is a thought or a phrase that you would like to leave impressed upon those that are tuning into this episode right now?
I say this, use the AI to deliver magic for your audience. Be available, make it brilliant, make it super customized, make your attendees fall in love with your event, and it makes it the only one of the year that they must attend.
Nice. Well, you heard it, folks. If you are tuning in right now and you would like to learn more about embracing AI specifically around events, please reach out to Susan. If you'd like to embrace more AI to help your business grow, we hold Tech with Heart Foundation holds regular events where we teach and show small business owners how to implement AI. We have prompt-free AI marketing tools that we're going to talk to you about really soon. So stay tuned to the techwithheartnetwork.com. Go check us out. You can join our community for free if you'd like to just know that you're not in this alone, that you can come and hang out with some innovative but yet heart-centered entrepreneurs and small business owners. Check us out at techwithheartnetwork.com. And if you're an expert, not just in AI, but maybe in some other type of business solution or strategy, and you would like to share your insights because they are working in today's digital environment and you want to share that with others so that they can experience success, please go check us out at techwithheartnetwork.com and apply to be a speaker and a guest on our Tech with Heart show. We'd love to have you. We're here to grow alongside one another. None of us are better than the other, no matter if you're tech savvy or not. This is a community where we want to embrace you and help you to be the success that you are meant to be. So thank you for tuning in today. Here's to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.